Unit 5. A penny saved.
理财.
Speculative investment.
投机投资.
2. Su Hui is talking to her colleague Frank about investing in the stock market. Listen to their conversation and complete the summary.
Oh, I just lost a ton of money in the stock market today.
What happened?
My cousin told me to buy stock in ABC Tech last week. I bought it at $100 per share. It is now trading at $1 per share.
Ouch! Well, you need a long-term approach when you invest, and you should only invest money that you can afford to lose.
I guess you're right. How do you invest your money? Do you buy individual stocks?
No.I like to minimize the risk by buying shares in no-load mutual funds.
I've heard of those. No-load means there are no sales charges, right? But don't some mutual funds have high expense ratios?
That's true. That's why I like to invest in index funds. They usually have lower operating costs.
Thanks, Frank. Hey, have you ever thought about taking on a part-time job?
Doing what?
Being an investment consultant. You certainly helped me out today. Oh, I just lost a ton of money in the stock market today.
What happened?
My cousin told me to buy stock in ABC Tech last week. I bought it at $100 per share. It is now trading at $1 per share.
Ouch! Well, you need a long-term approach when you invest.And you should only invest money that you can afford to lose.
I guess you're right. How do you invest your money? Do you buy individual stocks?
No. I like to minimize the risk by buying shares in no-load mutual funds.
I've heard of those. No-load means there are no sales charges, right? But don't some mutual funds have high expense ratios?
That's true. That's why I like to invest in index funds.They usually have lower operating costs.
Thanks, Frank. Hey, have you ever thought about taking on a part-time job?
Doing what?
Being an investment consultant. You certainly helped me out today.
4. Read the passage with 5 statements attached to it. Each statement contains information given in one of the paragraphs.Identify the paragraph from which the information is derived. You may choose a paragraph more than once. Each paragraph is marked with a letter.
Madness about tulips. Tulips were introduced into Holland before the 17th century.But it did not take long for the flowers to gain popularity among the upper classes. The beautiful flowers soon became symbols of power and prestige. By 1634, the whole country was so fascinated by tulips that all other activities almost came to a stop. People were trading in tulips and even buying and selling unsprouted flowers.It was documented that one rare bulb fetched a price equivalent to 10 tons of cheese. Like all speculative bubbles, many made a fortune in the beginning. After the initial gains, confidence rose and many sold away their assets in order to invest more money in tulips, hoping to make more money. At that time, everyone thoughtthat the high demand for tulips would never cease and prices could only go up because more and more people from all over the world would start to like tulips. When the prices of tulips reached such an exorbitant level, few people bought them for planting in their gardens. The real demand for the flowers was exaggerated by people who were buying them for speculation.Not appreciation. The bubble finally burst in 1637. For some reasons unknown, maybe a group of people suddenly realized the madness tulips failed to command the usual inflated prices in a gathering. Word spread and the market crashed. Cries of distress resounded everywhere in Holland. Insurance investment.
保险投资
2. Listen to a news item and fill in each blank according to what you hear.
Insurance company to kill customers. New York. An internal memo at an insurance company suggested arranging deaths of aging and failing customers to look like suicide.The suicide deaths would allow the company to refrain from paying death benefits, as all life insurance policies contain a clause cancelling the policy if the insured commits suicide. The memo also noted that a speedy death would prove beneficial if the customer had medical benefits with the company, and went on to note that in situations where the patient was ill and the death benefits small,Death of any sort might prove beneficial to the company bottom line. Suppose, the document reads, the death benefit is $25,000, and suppose we cover 80% of the medical benefits of a person suffering with a painful, slow disease. The costs of hospitalization and drugs over the final 6 months of said insured's life.Might be 4 times the cost of the $25,000 death payoff. Obviously, in this case, the intelligent decision is to kill the patient and be done with it. The insurance president acknowledged the truth of the memo from a financial perspective, but emphasized that the memo was never acted upon. It would be totally wrong for us to kill our customers.Do you honestly believe we would get repeat family business if we had authorized the death of a loved one? And of course, it would just be wrong. The president went on to note that the writer of the memo had been moved to another department within the company and had subsequently left for another position in another company. We will not tolerate the murder of our fine customers by our employees, I promise.Insurance company to kill customers. New York. An internal memo at an insurance company suggested arranging deaths of aging and failing customers to look like suicide. The suicide deaths would allow the company to refrain from paying death benefits, as all life insurance policies contain a clause cancelling the policy if the insured commits suicide.The memo also noted that a speedy death would prove beneficial if the customer had medical benefits with the company, and went on to note that in situations where the patient was ill and the death benefits small, death of any sort might prove beneficial to the company bottom line. Suppose, the document reads, the death benefit is $25,000,And suppose we cover 80% of the medical benefits of a person suffering with a painful, slow disease. The costs of hospitalization and drugs over the final 6 months of said insured's life might be 4 times the cost of the $25,000 death payoff. Obviously, in this case, the intelligent decision is to kill the patient and be done with it.The insurance president acknowledged the truth of the memo from a financial perspective, but emphasized that the memo was never acted upon. It would be totally wrong for us to kill our customers. Do you honestly believe we would get repeat family business if we had authorized the death of a loved one? And of course, it would just be wrong. The president went on to note that,The writer of the memo had been moved to another department within the company and had subsequently left for another position in another company. We will not tolerate the murder of our fine customers by our employees, I promise. 3. Read the passage and the statements. Write T if the statement is true. F if the statement is false, or NI if there is no information given in the passage.
Maximizing your insurance investment. Insurance may not be the best place to invest your hard-earned money, but there are sufficient reasons for one to believe that it can be a highly lucrative avenue to facilitate savings. People often talk about yield on investment and tend to compare their values with those available on various insurance schemes. It is extremely unfair to compare the performance of insurance against other investments without considering the core features of insurance. The very essence of insurance is to protect your family from the uncertainties of your life. Hence, it proves very logical to evaluate the costs involved towards this feature. You must accept that out of the total amount paid by you for your life insurance, a certain amount is used for providing the risk cover and only the balance can be utilized as savings. In other words, the total premium you pay minus the amount evaluated as the cost of insurance must be considered as the amount invested to get the maturity amount. If you calculate the yield from returns, you will be in for a surprise. We often compare the results after, say, 10 or 15 years from an investment instrument, for instance, savings certificate, and then try to convince ourselves that investment is providing a better return than an insurance policy. Therefore, we should think very realistically about our life. For instance, if you invest 1,000 renminbi in savings, which earns 10% per year, at the end of the year, your money will grow to 1,100 renminbi. But if your death occurs in the first year itself, the 1,000 renminbi can give an insurance cover up to an approximate sum assured of 250,000 renminbi, depending upon the policy type, age, etc. And this sum assured shall become available to your beneficiaries. Well, how do you compare the return in such a situation? Is it 100% or 1,000% or more? There are several benefits of buying insurance other than the risk cover. You can use the paid premiums to reduce your tax liability. When interest rates fall and invested money loses value and stops gaining dividends, the value of your insurance policy, once set, never reduces. Life insurance policyholders can withdraw their policies and get the cash value in case of a financial emergency. Individuals can avail of loans based on their insurance policies.
词汇
Broker
Stockbroker
Share
No load
Ratio
Index
Recover
Prestige
Document
Fetch
Equivalent
Speculative
Asset
Seize
Sideline
Mart
Exorbitant
Speculation
Inflate
Noble
Resound
Yield
Resounding
Internal
Refrain
Insured
Hospitalization
Intelligent
Acknowledge
Perspective
Emphasize
Sequence
Subsequently
Tolerate
Supplemental
Lucrative
Hence
Utilize
Maturity
Calculate
Approximate
Dividend
Avail
Withdrawal 专有名词
Holland